Now, when we talk about greenhouse gases, you might think about carbon dioxide, maybe methane comes to mind. But there are a few more, and one of them is nitrous oxide. It's known as the forgotten greenhouse gas, and in fact, it's 300 times more warming than carbon dioxide. And the amount of this nitrous oxide being emitted by humans has increased by 40% in the past 40 years. This is according to a new report. It's called the Global Nitrous Oxide Budget, and a team of scientists from around the globe have worked on it, including Dr. Pep Cannadel from the CSIRO, who joins us now. Hi there, Doctor.
Good afternoon.
Nitrous oxide, we're talking about laughing gas, right?
That's the one, yes. Yeah. So.
What can you tell us a bit about it? How does it work? Where does it come from?
So there's natural nitrous oxide that gets created from the soils in many parts of the world. But also, more importantly, of course, and that's the reason we're talking about today, is that some human activities has increased dramatically the amount of emissions of this particular greenhouse gas, and mostly are from agriculture, specifically the use of nitrogen fertilizers, chemical nitrogen fertilizers, and the production of manure, animal manure. These are the two main causes, just fewer smaller ones in the industry and fossil fuels too.
Okay, so we don't need to feel guilty about needing a bit of laughing gas if we've got a medical emergency. The problem is fertilizer, is it?
Yes, and animal manure, yes.
Okay, and is this because the big jump that we're seeing, is this because we are growing in population, so we need to grow more food? Why do you think we're seeing this jump in the use of nitrous oxide?
So the biggest reason is that, 40 years ago, we produced about 56 million tons of chemical nitrogen fertilizer, and we produce more than 100 now. So we are increasing the amount of use of these fertilizers for multiple reasons. The two main is because, yes, we have a bigger population that we need to feed, but also that population eats more meat every time, and that requires, more crops for, the fodder, the animal foods for the animal, I'm sorry, the food, yeah, for the animals, and therefore the excess addition of ultimately the manure that comes from those animals.
Yeah, right. Particularly if we are eating grain-fed and fodder-fed stock, I guess slightly different if those cattle are being grass-fed. I'm wondering, though, why we call nitrous oxide the forgotten greenhouse gas. Why do we forget about it?
We know very well, and it's very regulated to some extent. It is accounted by the government's national greenhouse inventories. The reason we talk about it in this way is because when we go to these international negotiations, a lot of countries do not want to talk about these gas, particularly because it relates to food production. Mm. Food production means food security, which is a huge issue, a huge real issue for many countries around the world. So now solutions doesn't mean not to produce food, of course.
Right. So do you think there are some solutions? Are there ways we can grow our food without using as much fertilizer?
Yeah, so there's ways to use the fertilizer in a much smarter way. We have this big umbrella of, what we call precision agriculture, which basically means, delivering the right amounts of fertilizer to the plants when the plants need that fertilizer, and of course exactly where the plants need the fertilizer to be, in the roots or in the leaves, whatever. So we do not do this thing necessarily. Mm. Sometimes we just even fertilize even before we put the crop, because it's easier, the machines can go up and down, and then it gets more complicated. So there are ways, and there are even more sophisticated ways to do that through some of the what we call biological inhibitors of nitrous oxide, which are occurring in some plants, and there's opportunities to actually do more research and development.
And I'm sure the farmers would like to use less fertilizer as well, because at the end of the day, it's a big, big input cost for them. So if they weren't using as much, their profit might be a little bit higher. Just before I let you go, nitrous oxide, how bad is it for the environment? What's it doing?
So it does multiple things, which is very important. It's the greenhouse. It's the third most important. It's a smaller than carbon dioxide and methane, but nevertheless, one greenhouse gas more to worry about. But it also excess nitrogen goes and pollutes fresh waters, pollutes drinkable water, and it also is an ozone depleting substance, which means that the growth that we're seeing on now nitrous oxides is also contributing to delaying of the closure of the ozone layer that we you know, other substances have been the most important
one. Yeah, we've talked about it a lot. All right, Pep, thank you very much for enlightening us today. Much appreciated.
My pleasure.
Dr. Pep Cannadel there from the CSIRO, also the Executive Director of the Global Carbon Project.